Hello everyone, I'm back, and this is part 5. So, might as well get started. I have unlocked a few superbs, so that means I can show you a few things at the end of this video, including the few more jump patterns, and I'm not sure if I've got the third endless game or the third rhythm toy yet. I'm not sure, but maybe I have. The reason why I'm saying this is because I've actually played through this, set 5 and set 6, already. And I can't believe that I somehow managed to save a game in save slot 10, as a save state, when I quit, before I started set 5. So now, I'm basically where I am, where I'm supposed to be. If I wouldn't have been, then I'd be hearing different music, but we'll talk about that when we get to it. And that's why, because I've actually played these games before. So starting with this one. This one's pretty cool in terms of the music and stuff, but not really. You have to... A, right A. That's what you have to do. Except there's two balls sometimes, as you saw there, and I was not focusing. Yeah, like that. Oh. I didn't know how many there were. Okay, let's start this. You need to memorize this. Basically, you have to know when they're coming, as you'll see in just a minute. I'm pretty sure that wasn't for 12. I missed a few, but I don't care. I'm not gonna play this again. Okay, next one is really hard. Well, at least for me it is. Okay. This is gonna be hard to explain. So I might as well shut this up while I'm explaining this. So basically, you have three people. You have a girl, you have a younger boy and an older boy, or an older man, I guess. And their names are Aku-chan, Ao-kun, and Ki-yan. And you have to, like, throw this thing to each one of them. And each one has a kind of special move that'll show off in the tutorial. Aku-chan is A, Ao-kun is B, and Ki-yan is any of the D-pad buttons. You need to know what you're supposed to do, and if you mess up once, you need to know where the thing is, where the pattern's going, which you basically can't do unless you get back into the rhythm. So get ready for this, because we're gonna have, oh wait, I forgot, it's the ninja game first. Okay, here, all you have to do, I'm gonna pause this too, all you have to do is basically repeat the sequence, and if there's more than one arrow coming after you, you press the D-pad for every sequential one after the first one. So first one is A, and then if there's more, you press the D-pad instead. Skip this by pressing select. 1. Then you just press A, like that. Now there's 2. This is where I get stuck sometimes. Yeah, I'm not sure which one to press. Mm-hmm. Oh, you press up, up. I mean the D-pad for every odd, even numbered one. And you press A for every odd numbered one. Okay. So it's... Yes! I can actually get a superb on this now, now that I know how it works. I only missed one, so I should get a superb. Please tell me I did. Yes! Yeah. Next one is the passing of things around game. Alright. Here we go. Oh god. What do we start with? Oh wait, what? Oh yeah. Okay, what do we start with? Wait, what? This is another one. I'm not sure what you're supposed to press. Oh. What? No. No. I'm supposed to press all ones again. No, you don't start with them. Oh. I just did that. This is... I'm not sure which one you start with. I think you start with Kiyan. Like... this? There we go. Yeah, that's her speciality. She says Ikuyo. Okay. And then he passes around to Akuchan really quickly, and then he passes around to Akun again. Or the other way. You know what I mean. This time it starts with Akuchan, I think. Nope. Oh, sorry, pressing the one. Nope. Oh, yeah. Ah, I've screwed up. This is her his speciality, where you have to keep tapping B. Hey, Akuchan! And you press A. And the D-pad. Next one's gonna be Kiyan's speciality. I'm not sure what you start with. You start with, Akuchan. Yeah, that's his speciality. I'll show you in a bit. No, I was close, but... Which one? Akun? Oh, I messed it up. So when he says Akuchan Hoi, you have to press Kiyan again when he says Hoi and then pass it around to the person who is calling out to. Come on. Akun, Akuchan, Kiyan, Hoi, Kun. Okay, I think we're done. Believe me, if I were to play the one, oh, no, it's Akun. If I were to play the one I was recording before, we'd be here for 10 minutes. No, I didn't mean to do that. Come on. Akun. Oh yeah. Oh, I forget to press the D-pad when it says Akun. I mean Hoi. Kiyan, Akun Hoi. Kiyan. Okay, we're done with the tutorial. This is the actual thing. Now, this is where I'm gonna start to actually save states, because I can't do this without it. I just can't. I'll try to play without the save, and I'll reload. Wait, Kiyan. Yeah, already screwed up. Yeah, that was the last one that was Kian. That was pretty bad. Pretty bad. So let's try that again. Yes, because I don't care. Just keep pressing select. Pretty cool. I did have to load a few times, but not a lot. Enough that I got a super up too. Yes, there is no super too, but it, you know. Anyway, next. What's next? Oh, it's wait, what? Oh, it's the fireworks game. This has a tutorial. Basically, you have to press A on the fourth beat when you hear a normal firework, on the second beat when you hear him say "mui," and the third beat when someone shouts "gorilla" or something like that. 1, 2, 3, A. 1, 2, 3, A. And I was gonna say "mui."
Mui. Mui.
Oh, too early.
Mui.
Mui. Now he's gonna say the gorilla. Like that. Okay, I think we're ready. I already got a superb on this, didn't I? I don't remember, but we'll see. Gorilla! Okay, we're done. I hit most of the core ones. I think I got a... No, still okay. I'm not gonna try again, though. It's just not worth it. Okay, and the last one... This is easy in the tutorial, but in Remix 5? No way. You'll see what I mean in a bit. This is the last game. This is where you have to... It's kind of like Crazy Beats or Karate Man. You have to respond to the monkey's cues by pressing A. So first, there's one. Like that. And then you'll have two. This is the hardest part. Oh. Yeah, the twos are pretty hard, especially when they come really quickly. Ahem, Remix 5, ahem. Anyway, the last one is... this. 1, 2, 3. And I think we're done. In this game, it's not bad, but... Just, you know... That was not exactly bad or anything. And I got a superb, too. Okay, here we go. This is the hard part. Remix 5. I'm gonna try to play this without save, but it's not gonna work. Just watch. Sorry, I just love doing that. It does have lyrics, though, which is cool. You start with the balls. Oh, I forgot about that.
Me at the time. So I'm a kid, I'm a man.
Oh, you're supposed to press key N at the very end. Yeah, oh, I actually got it okay. I want to get a superb on that to show you what that's like. So, I'm gonna keep loading problems. So let's play this. Because I actually do like the Alcon key and Akutsan thing. And I want to show you how it's done. Yeah, that's what you were supposed to do, I forgot about I do like how, for example, for the DS, it kept pausing. It kept pausing while I was saving. It was really seamless. Yeah, it's Kia. So it's one. Have to press key N right at the end, which you can't guess really. And yes, I got a superb. Yes, I know I'm cheating for this, but I don't care. So yeah, I know it's not exactly fair, but I just want to show off everything as it is, and not even hearing what those three people are saying and not knowing where you're supposed to hit is unfair. So if anyone wants to try this out and wants to play this blind, literally, then yeah, I wanted to show that just to you know. Okay, so now we have the sixth game thing, and I'm gonna go over here and see if we have any endless games. Yes, we do, the third one. Oh, this is the... I'm gonna play this as much as possible. I'm gonna show you how this works. This is the tapping minigame. The one where you had to do that. And then match the amount of how many taps you heard. It's really easy in most cases. So much so that I accidentally pressed one too fast when I was recording it last time, and I got owned pretty early. Wait, can I auto-fire A when this is happening? Yes, I can. Just to be sure not to auto-fire it when it's your turn. Turn it off as soon as possible. It doesn't need to be in the same rhythm or anything, but... No! No, I didn't mean to... Yeah, that's what I mean by auto-fire. I did... Let's try that again. Yeah, be sure to turn it on after you hear the... Yeah, that thing. And if you turn it off too early... I mean... If you turn it on too early, then yeah, that will happen. I bet you could skip through text by pressing B. That would make it a lot easier, but no, you can only skip through by pressing A. Yeah, that's not what I wanted. So... No, I didn't mean to go back in there. Can I quit? Can you please quit? Thank you. Okay, so that's endless minigames. Do we have the third rhythm toy yet? Yes, we do. This is a really weird one. Basically, you press random buttons, and, she says stuff. So if I press, A, she's either gonna say like, hate, or cough.
Kirai.
That's hate.
Kirai. Suki.
That's like.
Suki.
And that's that. B.
Dakedo. Demo. Yappari.
That is like but. Up. I'm just pressing it three times to see if I can get the three responses right.
Anataga. Kimiga. 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 Anataga. Anatatara.
Hear that. Down.
Okubiomono nano. Okubiomono nano. Koita no. Majime de sho?
Then left.
Watashi ne. Jitsuwa ne. Watashi ne. Watashi tara.
Yeah, that, and you press select to get out of it. And we're on the fourth one here, which is gonna be amazing. Now let's go for a few drum patterns, why not? Because we've only played through 1, 2, and 3. Now we have a few more to play through. That I haven't covered yet. We have like, I don't know, 5 more. So might as well go into it. This is drum pattern number 4. You can learn... which keys on the D-pad or L and R correspond to what. I'm not sure how, but I just experimented and it worked. So, you just press random things. Okay. What I do know is, up is a hi-hat and right is a tom. And L and R are cymbals. The R is what's going to be used next, and I'm screwing up. There we go. Okay. I'm not sure what the ratings mean, but okay. going to be using a different kit. With this, you press up for a drum roll, which is going to talk about in a bit. And you press right for the tom, as I already said. So that's the tom. That's good and all, but now it's going to ask you for the drum roll. It's also going to ask you for both later. Which is probably going to be right about now. How am I so offbeat and it actually works? Wow. Next. We're back to this kit now. This is the one with the hi-hat. Press up on the hi-hat. Yay. That's gonna ask you for, oh, there's text. Yay! And there's one more where it asks you for the, is there one more? Oh yeah. Yay! Oh. Was that not good enough? Screw you. And there's even more. This is probably where it introduces us to the symbols. Is this where the symbol comes in? Yeah. You press R and the bass drum together. This is going to be important later in this part of the drums, as you'll see in a bit. This is the hard part, where you have to put your right hand on the D-pad and your left hand on A, B, R. Or am I doing something wrong? Somehow I'm not. Well, anyway, if you're playing with an actual controller, then of course, you know, do it where the D-pad is and where the buttons are. Because with keyboards, you have the buttons on the left and the D-pad on the right, which is what I'm used to. Can't do it correctly. Oh, that was still not good enough, was it? Screw you. And I have no more. Okay. Well, that was part 5. So, yeah, part 6 is where things are gonna get weird, because we're actually getting into the basically, it's like it's like sequels to games. It's the same game, but with updated moves and things. And Remix 6, believe me, it took me, like, 20 minutes to figure out everything. And that was all just because I had to even watch a video on YouTube to tell me what things to press in some cases. But yeah. So that was part 5. I'll see you in part 6.